This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the wake-up show. The wake-up show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. And you can apply online at 84lumber.com. O'Neal Cruz. The news on him is official at this point. Derek Shelton acknowledged it yesterday. O'Neal Cruz will not come back for any of the 2023 season. They've decided to just keep him on his rehab assignment, which, there's good and bad in O'Neal Cruz staying on that rehab assignment. You don't aggravate an injury unnecessarily. It seems that the Pirates are out of playoff contention. I don't think they've been mathematically eliminated yet, which is great, because I think around this time last year they were. So, hey, progress, right? They're making progress overall. But Cruz down with an injury in April that he suffered, and the timeline was mid-August. We were optimistic as Pirate fans, especially the way they were playing in April. We were optimistic to say, okay, maybe he'll come back early August. He'll come back for the season, and then the timetable just seemed to get slower and slower. I think keeping him off the roster and keeping him on the injured list and keeping him on that rehab assignment will make him stronger overall for him not to play in games that are essentially meaningless at this point for the Pirates. So that's kind of disappointing, though, and it's still frustrating. You know, when you think about the Pirates and what they want to achieve, which is to, like, know what players they can put on the field, what players that won't check all the boxes, as Ben Cherington likes to say, that don't check the boxes that they need to check for them to be a part of a winning culture and a winning team. And really, with Cruz, you want to have faith in him, but you still don't know. And this is a whole another year that seems wasted, especially because you don't really know what O'Neal Cruz can offer. He hasn't had consistent playing time in Major League Baseball. This was supposed to be his first full year where there were no interruptions, no being sent back down to the minors, no more development. And now you don't have him anymore. And now it's confirmed, no games in 2023. He's going to stay on that rehab assignment, which is also worrisome. Because sometimes, you know, it might make you think. Sometimes you might think, was there a setback? Was there a problem? Is there further aggravation to his injury? Is he going to be a high risk Is the injury going to be? I just lost my train of thought in those words. Is he going to re-injure himself? How sensitive is his body now? That's what I'm trying to say. Is there a risk of re-injury in this case? And that's just a bunch of questions that are reasonable to worry about and reasonable to ask. And we just don't know. I don't know, and we can't know, and we can all just pray that he comes back next season and he performs the way we expected him to at the climax of his potential. But man, it's just disappointing to know. And I know why they did it. I mean, I know why they're shutting him down. I understand. It's not an unreasonable decision. It's just disappointing. And it's not the kind of disappointing where, you know, it's a bad decision that they made. It's just disappointing to know, like, okay, well, now we have another year of Cruz. And I've talked about this before, too, with Leover Peguero playing well at shortstop and the middle infield depth of the Pirates playing well in his absence. It makes you question what they could do, what they should do, and what Cruz is willing to do next year for this team to help them win. If he's prepared to play another position, or if they'll move him and leave one of those other guys out there. Nick Gonzalez has been in AAA recently. He's got some major league experience this year, but he's been tearing it up in AAA over the last couple weeks. And he's another option. Where do you put him? He's a first-round pick. Cruz was one of the Dodgers' top prospects when he was traded over in that deal that gave them Tony Watson in 2017. So the Pirates have a bunch of top prospects now and in the middle infield, and many of them are playing well. So it's just a question of what they do now. And I've talked about this before, and I don't want to go too much in-depth for it now, but it's really set back now. Cruz is not going to come back and see Major League playing time this season at all. So he had part of April to demonstrate this year what he could do as a Major League Baseball player.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He had half of April this year. He was in and out of the minors last season, and he had a tiny taste. He came up in that final series against the Reds in 2021, and he had his first major league home run in that series as well. So that's the question. I mean, what can he do? He's had very inconsistent major league playing time. He's had flashes of brilliance when he's been up here, aside from a bit of a rough stretch in 2022. But there's so many question marks with the Pirates. Now, to make you feel better, I do want to say this, because, you know, this is my time. I do enjoy routinely laughing at some other teams in Major League Baseball that have spent way more money than the Pirates have and have found similar or even worse results. Taking this moment to laugh at the New York Mets, who are 66-78 and traded away almost every big name that they had acquired in the offseason. Dozier stayed healthy as well. Jose Quintana, I kind of feel bad for Quintana. But he got his paycheck and then got hurt. And I feel bad that he got hurt. You know, he played for the Pirates last season, got traded midseason for Johan Oviedo. But, yeah, he... I feel bad for him that he got hurt and couldn't contribute to the Mets season this year, but he still got paid. Just really didn't pitch this season very much. So, yeah, but they're 66-78. The Pirates have won 5 of their last 10. The Pirates are 67-78. So, a win better than the Mets. And the Padres are 68-78. The Pirates, 67-78. The Padres are a win better than the Pirates. You're spending all the money that they have on Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts. So, it could be worse for the Pirates. I kind of like the direction they're going in developing young talent. It just hasn't worked out, and it's even a worse taste in your mouth this season because they started so hot. And I get that, too. Just so many unfortunate circumstances. Vince Velasquez went down after pitching really well. O'Neill Cruz went down, and two players that had high impact on your team and contributed there. I'm not saying that he would have been the total answer, but it's just rough that he was going to be a cornerstone of the team. O'Neill Cruz was, and we didn't even get to see him this season at all. And again, it was announced yesterday that Cruz will not come back for the 2023 season. He is going to stay on his rehab assignment and finish that out and then work his rehab assignment into the offseason in hopes that he'll be back as strong, if not stronger, next season. Speaking of records, by the way, while I'm looking over the standings, I haven't been following along, but it looks like the Royals have now fallen below the Oakland Athletics. The Royals are 45-101. So they are on pace for one of the worst records in the modern era. The Athletics 46-99. They're on pace as well. Just right now not a leader in that category of worst record in Major League Baseball. That's just amazing how bad some teams can be. And the Pirates aren't them. At least, I guess we can put it that way. The Pirates have had 100 lost seasons, but not like that in recent years. The very many 100 loss, the almost 110 loss teams that we see. So, that's fortunate. And the Pirates are still ahead of the Cardinals, which is good. They're keeping the Cardinals away. The Cardinals are 64-81. I've said that before, and I'll say it now, and I hold to it. That's the goal for the Pirates this year, is just to stay away from the Cardinals. Keep the Cardinals in the basement, let the Cardinals finish last, and then we can all celebrate that for the first time since 1999, the Pirates finished ahead of the Cardinals in the division, in the NL Central. So we can hope, and that's a realistic goal. I think that's an achievable goal, to stay ahead of the Cardinals, stay paced ahead of the Cardinals by season's end. And so we'll see how that works out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.